Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, boys? Just getting the sauna turned on. About to hit a quick sauna sesh. We moved into a new villa with the boys today. A few of the new elite lads. We just had such a good time in the last villa we stayed at. We were so productive for work that we had to book another spot. You guys have got to see this. It is absolutely insane. A crazy spot. Private cinema, private gym, sauna, multiple pools, pool table. When you've got boys around you, 5 or 6 guys, all making good money, you can just split the costs, hang out, and just make the whole thing a fucking content trip, do business together. It's absolutely insane. A few of the guys hanging out there. Just a mad spot. But today's video, I wanted to talk about charisma because it's the biggest thing I've noticed in guys that are maybe successful in business and money. They can't figure out girls. They struggle with friendships, and that's normally a charisma-based thing. So charisma will make your relationships with anybody easier. It will make your whole life easier, your ability to do things, to influence and persuade. And when you have a dialed in, energetic, magnetic charisma, people really start to get drawn and attracted to you, which is what we want to cultivate in life. Now, I've had a think to myself, because a lot of people say to me, Jack, you're super charismatic, you talk really well, and you have a way around people, an aura around people that makes them attracted to you, with women and with business deals and relationships and friends. And I was having to think, how have I cultivated this in my life? And there's a few major tips I'm going to give you. So number one, from very, very young, I was obsessed with movies and characters in movies especially. And I would love to watch my favorite male sort of masculine characters. And then I would try and emulate and become the way that person was. And I would study them, watch the same movies over and over again, the same TV shows. And I would study and I would impersonate the way that somebody acts or looks or talks or deals with situations. And I would basically take the parts of their personality that I liked, and I would watch it so much that it was bred into me. You might have had this before. You hang out with a guy and he's got an American accent, super strong American accent. You like the guy. He has a strong personality. And you end up talking like him after a little while. That exact same thing happens with TV and movies. So there's three that were pivotal for me. Number one, Mad Men, Don Draper. If you don't know who that is, watch the Mad Men TV show. Don Draper, absolute killer. You've got Harvey from Suits, another absolute G. And my personal favorite, Hank Moody from Californications, like a LA screenwriter that does the whole LA circuit. He's like a playboy in LA. And we used to watch him in the Californication series every single day. When I was probably 16 to 18, I'll just watch this guy nonstop, how he dealt with women. And obviously it's a fictional character, but you pick up, if you like the way they act, that works on everyone else too. So I picked up a lot of my personality traits from movies, TV. The next tip that I've got for you about charisma is your breathing. If you are unconscious of your breathing, you're either just mouth breathing all the time, or you're not slowing down in situations. The sort of the alpha with charisma, he takes his time in situations. So you walk into a situation, you take a big deep breath, you take a pause before you say things. You get acclimated to the situation. You spread out into your chair, you put your arms around, you own the room that you're in. And somebody asks you a question, You take a minute to think about it and you give them the answer. Slowly make them hang on every word that you say. Slow things down, especially when you speak to women. When you speak to women, you soften your voice a little bit. You start to speak slower. You give them little smiles. You look into their eyes. That's how you become charismatic with women. The first thing I do when I see a woman I like, I'll spot her, I'll make eye contact with her, give her a smile. Then I go and talk to her slowly and calmly in this way and bring her into my frame. That's one thing that most guys with money, they really struggle with, is like they've got their business brain turned on, not their romantic, charismatic brain turned on. They're thinking like, I need to close this woman, I need to talk deals, I need to fucking talk about everything I'm doing. You calm down, you relax. Women feel emotions, they feel your stability or instability. That's how you deal and how you start to be charismatic with women is by slowing everything down, going off the little looks, the little hints, the little leans in, the touch on the elbow. Another recommendation for becoming charismatic is music and your ability to dance and be lively, to come out of your shell. You know when you see someone, they're so stiff in the club, they can't let it flow? That's practice. You have to practice dancing to music. You have to practice getting your flow.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Film yourself. You look cool doing it, or you don't look cool doing it. Adjust the way that you do things when you're in situations with music. So the beautiful thing about filming yourself is first time you do it, you'll film yourself, whether it's talking to a camera, whether it's dancing on camera, and you think, fuck, what? I didn't even realize I was doing that. Why am I winging my arm around like this? Or why do I say that word after every sentence? It gives you awareness of your personality. So you take those videos every day, just a little bit in the room. Okay, this is what I'm dancing to. This is my favorite music. This is how I'm talking. Have a conversation with the camera. Watch it, digest it, make adjustments, do it again. And you'll get to a point where you think, fuck, I actually look pretty sick in that. Or I speak really well in that. And it's all just practice. Everything's repetition. Some people get it easier than others. But if you look at the process, a lot of people say that I've got it naturally. I didn't have it naturally. I was a very shy person. When I was younger, my dad made me go and speak to people. When we were at events, we went to a lot of events, people's house parties, stuff like that. I had to go and ask people, look in their eye, ask them what they did for a living, ask them their job, that sort of stuff. And I had to go and report back to my dad. That stopped me being so shy. Then I did a lot of shows. I did a lot of acting. I learned to push myself out of my shell. I even sung songs in front of people, which was super nerve-wracking for me at the time. But when you're that groovy guy, that's why you see guys in the entertainment business do so well with women and people are attracted to them, to the celebrities. It's because of that slickness, that style, that slickness. And that's just built and cultivated over time through putting the reps in and looking and adjusting the person that you are. Another huge aspect of charisma is humor. You have to have good comedic timing. You have to know when to say that little thing. You have to know how to make girls laugh. You have to know how to make men laugh. You have to read a room in a situation. One of the best ways I do this is studying again. I study my favorite comedians. Matt Rife is one of them. He's absolutely incredible, especially when it comes to social scenarios and making jokes out of social scenarios with hecklers in the crowd, people that are trying to make him look bad. And he deals with it so slick, so easy. And when you look at comics and you think, wow, how the fuck does this guy do this? It's hours and hours and hours of practice. So the first thing you do, you study them. What did they do in that situation? And you bank some of the ideas, because if you watch a lot of comedy, you'll be able to steal some of that and put it into your own life. So you watch comedy, you bank the ideas. Okay, I liked how he said that. I noticed he got a laugh there. Why did he get a laugh there? And you digest it all, you break it down. When you break this down, when you start using these things in your life, people start thinking, oh, this is a funny guy, he's a charismatic guy. When you make somebody laugh, they feel good. So they want to bring you into their life. I've had some guys that are just absolutely fucking train wrecks, just fuck ups in every aspect of their life other than they're incredibly funny. And you'll still keep them around even if they're bad for your life just because of the laughs you get out of them. So I was just about to put this vid out, I was editing it, and I realized there's a few points I didn't put in that are super important for charisma. Charisma comes from life experience. You don't gain charisma sitting in your bedroom, just watching TV, just watching the guys that did it before. When you've, let's say, when you ride a motorbike through South America, when you take a voyage on a sailboat around the world, when you trek through the Himalayas and you climb Mount Kilimanjaro with your brothers, it's those stories, it's those hardships, trials and tribulations, they massively give you an inner confidence that helps charisma. So that's one thing, is like start gaining some real world experience, do shit that scares you. And number two that I didn't add that's very important is stop giving a fuck what other people think. You have to just do your thing, your fucking way, learn things, evolve your personality. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't care too much what people think about you in social situations. When you totally own you, when you're fully authentic, that allows you to capitalize on charisma. So there you go, just an extra couple points. Back to the bit. So, boys, I hope that helps. Charisma is super important. You do not want to be stiff as a board, the fucking tech geek or some millionaire that can't fucking groove and get into his style and his charisma. You build this stuff through practice like anything else. So there's a couple places to start. If you want to come join us, I mean, I didn't know any of these new elite lads a month ago apart from Bill. We're now in a villa together. This is stuff that's happening all the time in the new elite. Real entrepreneurs, 6-7-figure earners, meeting up and doing cool shit like this because we get work done and we have a great fucking time. Along the way, if you want to join us in this mission, go and hit the link below, book a call with our team, see if you're a good fit. It's been an absolute pleasure and I'll see you on the next one. Whoop!